This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. The Andy Parsons Show wants you. Call 0330 223 0200. Email studio at FUBARradio.com or tweet at FUBAR Radio and at Mr. Andy Parsons.
Yes, welcome. Welcome to the Andy Parsons Show on FUBAR Radio, 7 o'clock on a Thursday. Joined, by Talia again. We weren't sure whether you were coming last week, were we?
Yeah, I'm back. Amanda is still up in Edinburgh.
Yeah, she was going to go for 2 weeks to the Edinburgh Festival and they've captured her for the final two.
Yeah, she can't leave. She's having too much fun.
I think she's in hospital having a liver transplant. It's probably.
I wouldn't be surprised.
You're hanging on by your fingernails by the stage of Edinburgh Festival usually.
But
I did get an email from her saying how much she was loving it and how much she was missing us.
Oh, did she? Did she add that in there just at the end as an afterthought?
So I decided to go on holiday next week just to go, if you can't be bothered to come back, I can't be bothered
either.
I'm
going on holiday as well.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all going on holiday.
So we're all going on our jollies.
Yeah, so it'll be FUBAR repeats next week.
Yeah, it will be.
Yeah. So have you had a reasonable week?
I have, thanks. Have you?
Yeah, no, pretty good. Are you feeling confident for tonight's show?
I really am. Although it seems like all the news is quite... horrible.
Yeah,
at
some
the moment.
Is. But then, you know, I suppose you've got to look at the sports news. There's been some lovely athletic stuff going on.
That's true.
You know, so look at the positive.
But
obviously,
you know my knowledge on sport.
That's it. Maybe you need to get into it to improve your mental health.
That's a good point.
When you're looking at all the, you know, killing and carnage going on, check out Joe Pavey in the 10,000 metres.
I did see that. So
yeah, great news. We'll be talking about that later on. Now, there was some controversial stuff going on with our jingles last week because we still haven't updated them with the new phone number, still on the old stuff. There was various promises made, if I remember rightly, during the show that we would have some new updated stuff. Obviously, you know, otherwise we'll be forced to play more of... disappointed Japanese politicians rather than, as you know, I'm sure it's not been changed at all, which is why of course I bring it up.
The old number still works.
The old number still works.
There's no need. Call in.
People can just do it. It's get in contact. We would love you to. And you know, as ever, you know, during the week we were inundated, weren't we? Those emails flying in. I actually emailed you today to find out what emails we'd got. There was no reply from you. Producer could not be bothered to inform me what was going on. You haven't even worked out how to actually access the email.
No, I have, but we've got new tweets from today.
New exciting tweets
from the new topics. So we're looking ahead.
New topics, everybody. So that's all good news. We'll be telling you all about it shortly. We have got a jam-packed show organised by Talia coming up very shortly. We've got Robert Oxley, been in before. He's the campaign director of Business for Britain. He is going to be talking about, amongst other things, he's going to be talking about, this is maybe what you were talking about in the less than fun aspects of it.
Yes.
We'll be talking about Iraq. We'll be talking about the Yazidi people. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they talk about them being evacuated.
Yep.
They're being surrounded by IS at the moment. The Americans said that they'd actually been in there.
Mm-hmm.
They thought there was less likely to evacuate them now, they said, because there was less of them.
Than they first realised.
And they seemed better, you know, overall than they'd expected. Mm-hmm. You'd think that might be more of a reason to actually evacuate and there was less of them, be easier to do, wouldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that's true.
So anyway, we'll be discussing that with Robert. We'll also be talking about Russian aid. Mm-hmm. Aid in sort of inverted commas. It's at the Ukrainian border at the moment, 260 lorries worth. Obviously, the Ukrainians aren't desperate to let it in because they're not quite sure what's in it.
Mm.
Is it genuinely aid or is it rocket launchers? Or, I mean, I guess they could even use the 260 lorries as part of the war
they
effort.
They could. So quite a lot of lorries.
We'll be finding out Robert's take on that. Also, a little look at Gaza. And then a slightly more humorous story, isn't it? Mark Simmons from the Foreign Office.
Yes.
He is leaving the Foreign Office. I may have left it already. He's certainly leaving politics at the end, you know, the mm-hmm. election in 11 months' time or whatever it's going to be. So the reason being he couldn't afford a second home in London. When he scraped up all his pennies together for the year, only came to somewhere in the region minus expenses of something like 120 grand, didn't it? So that wasn't quite enough. Wasn't quite enough for him to actually get. He wanted it in Westminster, where there's your problem, isn't it?
Who lives there?
Well, exactly. Nobody lives there apart from Parliament itself.
Yeah.
We should have just crossed the river on the bridge and gone and got somewhere, you know, Waterloo or something like that. We'd have been absolutely fine. So we'll be having a laugh at his expense. Hurrah.
Nice.
Yes. So, to make it a slightly lighter news and politics section, we'll also be talking to Katie Glass, Sunday Times columnist. She'll be talking, she'll be telling us what we can actually, you know, Cliff Richard has obviously been in the news today.
Yeah,
people have been all over Twitter accusing him of this, that and the other, not realising, of course, that you can get done for life. For Twitter.
Yes.
So we'll be finding out from Katie what you can and can't say, what has and has not been said about Cliff Richard. Robin Williams is obviously very sad, hanged himself age 63, so we'll be talking a little about that. Quite a few commentators got in trouble for that, haven't they?
Yes.
Sort of having to apologise, gave the no sympathy for suicide line and then regretted it afterwards. So we'll be talking about that and talking of, I mean, they're all quite serious showbiz stories, aren't they? Because Kelly Maloney as well was about to be outed. Kelly obviously used to be Frank Maloney and was going to be outed by a tabloid that, you know, now becoming a woman in the process of obviously now dressed as a woman and in the thinking of going through transgender reassignment. Or gender reassignment, not transgender reassignment. That's probably why they got into trouble. They got the terminology right. Get that terminology right. So it's a minefield out there. But we'll be talking to Katie about that. And also she'll be, you know, all the celebrity stuff that you can't be bothered to find out. How big is Kim Kardashian's arse? That sort of stuff. She'll be letting us know quite how big it is this week.
We need to know.
Et cetera, et cetera. So, and then we talked a bit about sport. We talked about the athletics championships. Obviously, a lot of gold for Britain. Obviously, nice to see.
Yeah, pretty good.
You know, we Commonwealth went well, and we said, oh, well, it's only the Commonwealth, and the Europeans are going well, saying, well, it's only the Europeans. But it's all great, isn't it? And they were all thanking the National Lottery, I noticed, on the telly.
Oh.
So, you know, when you go out there with your one in no chance at all of winning and paying your £2 a week or whatever, there you are doing some good, even if you could, you know, maybe do more good if you just gave it them direct. But anyway, let's not end that debate. The National Lottery is doing some good for British athletes, and we'll be talking about them. Start of the Premiership season on Saturday.
I couldn't be more excited.
Yeah, you're going to tell me what the first match is now, aren't you?
I actually know what the first match is.
That's brilliant.
It's Man United Swansea.
Yeah, 12:45 kickoff.
Yeah, knew all that.
Yeah, that's brilliant. So,
and been reading up.
Whilst we're doing this, the pub quiz of sporting stuff, you know, how was the Community Shield for you on Sunday? Did you enjoy that?
I was watching it.
Yeah,
I really wasn't.
No, idea who was playing?
Arsenal. Won it?
Yeah.
Against someone?
Yeah, someone. Definitely, they were definitely playing somebody. It wasn't their big team.
I actually feel like the score was 3-0.
That's good. That's really good.
Is it Manchester City?
It was. They were playing Manchester City. Okay. They won 3-0, and the man of the match, I won't tease you, was man of the match, Olivier Giroud.
Olivier Giroud
won man of the match. He only came on for the second half, won man of the match.
Oh, what?
Hardly touched the ball. Admittedly, he only had the one touch he did have was quite good, but it was hardly worth the man of the match award. But we'll be talking all that with Sasha Nekrani from The Guardian. We'll also be talking A-level results out today.
Mm.
Some people happy, some people not so happy, but sounded like lots more university places up for grabs.
Yeah.
Some people didn't really care. I haven't done very well in my A-levels. Well, I can still go to university.
Yeah.
I'm going to be 27 grand in debt.
Yeah.
Oh, what the hell?
Because there's so many courses they can do.
Less now, I think, isn't there? Now that you're actually having to pay for it, people may be taking it a little bit more seriously, aren't they?
Yeah, maybe.
You know, but also they also know that they don't have to pay it back. If you're not earning over a certain amount come 30 years' time, there's no money to be paid, is there?
Yeah.
So do a DOSI subject and DOS. That's that's one way to ruin your life. So all of those things.
Good advice from Andy.
Yeah, that's it. Become a comedian, then you won't have to ever look at your CV ever again. And we'll also, we've got, Gaza, yes, we'll be talking about Gaza. So when the laughs dry up, Gaza will be there to help us. But we want you to get in contact on the different telephone numbers. They all work. Any telephone number will get through to FUBAR. Also on the Twitter at Mr. Andy Parsons. You can email us, although nobody does much, andyp@fubarradio.com. That will do. There's also, there's other things, Facebook and all the rest of it, but whatever way you know, just carry a pigeon may even work. Here we are in North London. Get in contact with us. Last week, you get to hear this if we like what you've done.
What a noise.
Three seconds of fanfare for the winning contribution. Last week was a beautiful one, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, it was a really long email, in fact, about a lady who we were talking about altruism. We were talking about the man's leg in Perth, wasn't it? He got it trapped getting off a train.
Yeah, and everyone helped.
Everybody moved the train for him, and it was brilliant. And this lady said, well, she met this old 92-year-old lady who had nobody around, and she now sees her every week. And it was a very touching email. We,
yeah, it was.
Oh, it was all. We got our hearts going. So.